I would have liked to stay with you longer, but I find consolation in the words of Jesus. He tells us, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all I have said to you. The Father sends his Spirit of truth and love into the world, and the Spirit guides us in the ways of peace. Therefore, do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is with you.
Welcome to The Holy Spirit Is With You, hosted by Kathleen McCarthy of In His Sign Catholic Radio. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world.
Well, welcome once again. I am Kathleen McCarthy, and I've been told I must say that every once in a while, because I figure if you're watching, you know it, but at any rate. And I just have a beautiful guest for you today. And before I actually go into his bio, just tell him to say hello, Zach DiCarlo.
Hello, everyone.
And the reason I'm asking just for a few moments to begin with, I'd be remiss if I did not mention, and in this hour I won't have time to go into, but on Tuesday, God willing, I will do a program on it, and that's for Charlie Kirk. I saw him as a young man, actually a teenager, first time I saw him, and I watched him grow and blossom and grow in wisdom and knowledge and grace, and I saw a man that was convicted to the truth. He knew in his heart that it was only the truth that was going to set people free. And that's scripture, and that's true. And you know, I literally cried. I truly cried when this happened. I couldn't believe it. I was stunned like everybody else, of course. And I remember this one thing. I saw a program, and it wasn't all that long ago. He was being interviewed. And they said to him, If you would happen to die, or when you die, and I remember the look on his face, he said, when I die, because, you know, he's a young guy, and it wasn't that long ago. And he said, well, you know, if things change and everything passed away, if you could have a legacy, what would you like to be remembered by? And I thought that was a really odd question for an interview. But he didn't miss a beat, and he said, I would like to be remembered that I was a man of courage for my faith. I thought that was profound. And he said, my faith means everything to me. And I, you know, Zach and I had a few moments to talk before, literally just a few, when he came into the studio. And we shared a little bit about that. And we both sort of said the same thing in a different way. You know, this life that was taken in our eyes way too early left a beautiful wife, baby boy, and a little girl. It's a tragedy, a horrific tragedy. And I thought, you know, this coward, this man who they assume it's a man, that took his life, was hiding on a roof. But Charlie didn't hide. He came out and risked his life all the time. He knew every time he went to especially college campuses that there were those there that not only disagreed with him, but vehemently disagreed with him. And he put himself out there. always thinking of the other, always trying to bring people the truth, because he knew the truth alone would set everybody free. And I've seen him have some great debates, some even tried to make him lose his cool or get angry, but he never did. I never saw him in all these years get angry. He'd invite anybody up to the microphone, and he would answer in truth. And I think the beautiful thing about Charlie Kirk, and it's something that all the young people, all the young at heart, all people, they need to see authenticity. And if there's one thing that he reeked of, it was authenticity. He was the real deal. And his convictions, he was indeed a man of courage. And so I would like to do more on him on Tuesday, because this program was already scheduled. But I must say this, especially today, 9/11, there's been, our nation has been put to the test and brought to its knees on many of occasions. On 9/11, so many people were lost. Senseless, horrific, terroristic craziness, and destroyed so many lives. And here, today we're here, and on this day of 9/11, the theme was always from day one, we must never forget. We must never forget this day. And this day, 9/11 did go down in infamy, like the war. We must never forget. We must never forget Charlie Kirk. He was authentic, and he loved with the heart of Christ. He didn't want people to be lost, and that's why he would engage anybody, anywhere, anytime. And he engaged them in such a way that he was calm, brilliant mind, great debater, and time again. That's why so many people loved him. The young, he raised the young to carry that fire that he had in his heart, to out and go start a fire in the world, the fire of truth, the fire of God's love. He knew in his heart, if you would come to believe in the basics, that we were created from God and that we are given inalienable rights. He preached the truth, whether you liked it or didn't, but he did it in love. Always did it in love. And I just said the other day, and I'm sure many people will say this about him, he was a martyr. He is a martyr for faith, for truth, for walking the way of the Lord. He is the way. Without him, we're all lost. He is the truth that can set us all free. And his love is unconditional. And that's what he preached, from pro-life to the child in the womb to every aspect of being a patriot, of being someone that loved their country. And boy, he raised up the young people. He caught that fire. They caught that fire from his heart because it was conviction he spoke. He knew he was preaching truth. He knew he wanted to bring everybody to the truth. And so I just want to say, I often think of the quote, and it's so true, the blood of the martyrs is the seed faith of the church. And so this person who wanted to silence him, this coward who wanted to take him out of the world, this coward who wanted him to have no voice, he gave him an eternal megaphone. He poked the bear, and boy, people realized that could be anyone of us. But Charlie knew it could be him, and he was willing for his faith, for his wife, for his children, and for his nation to do what he could do. So whoever it was, or how many there were, or whether there was a whole group of people behind it, nobody knows. What I do know is he's got the nation's youth behind him more now than ever. And again, his voice will not be silenced because he spoke truth, and truth is eternal. Praise God. So I want to introduce to you this handsome young man on my right. I know his, and I've introduced to you his mother on a few occasions. She has sat in with me with her sister Marta, and he is the son of Mary and Zach DiCarlo, and just a beautiful family. And she had mentioned to me a while back that her son is a chiropractic, and he was, you know, starting out on his own, building his own chiropractic business. And so I was like, well, let me talk to him. I'd like to have him in. I thought it was one of the most interesting topics for all of us. You know, Maha, there you go. I mean, he's finally, after all these years, and again, rejected by his own people, has brought common sense to the science and health. You know, RFK, and so Junior. So I think we're all more a little aware. We've been awakened to a lot of things, and what we thought could never change. Hey, this is the way it is. Food is what it is today. But there is a whole new generation rising up in many different ways. And Dr. Zach here is one of them. So I'm going to read you his bio, because I just read it for myself for the first time right before I sat down. So rather than skip something, I'm going to read it verbatim. So Dr. Zach, I'll call him that. Dr. Zachary DiCarlo Jr. is the owner and chiropractor of the Wellness Way Clinic in Conshohocken, right in our own area. He inspires patients with a unique combination of compassion and candid humor. Love that right off the bat. Matter of fact, I sort of kidded him a little bit, and I said, you might look like your mother and act like her, but you got your father's sense of humor. So on this professional journey of his, he mirrors the wisdom of his favorite quote by Marcia Sinatar: do what you love, and the money will follow. So with a Bachelor of Science in Kinesiology from Penn State University and a Doctor of Chiropractic degree from Life University, his background reflects this inherent love of learning as well as a genuine passion for helping others. Dr. Zach's straightforwardness but relatable bedside manner developed after overcoming the health challenges in his own life. I call that a wounded healer, Zach. You know, the best wounded healers are those who have lived through pain or suffering or hardship or tragedy and have been raised above to bring that message of how to begin to heal that wound of the mind, the body, and the spirit. You can't have one without the other. We are created mind, body, and spirit. And so, through his own health challenges, he understands the physical and mental strain of unhealthy life. He emphasizes with patience in a way that few doctors can. Moreover, he understands the long-term rewards of health restoration. Through the guidance of a chiropractor in college, he committed fully to restoring his own health. Physician, heal thyself. And eventually shedding a total of 90 pounds. When I look at this handsome young guy next to me, he looks fit as a fiddle. So I have to really remember he is a student and put it into practice, and he's lost 90 pounds and looks really in great shape. And he's learning to manage ADHD symptoms without medication. More importantly, Dr. Zach realized his passion for learning about the human body and using that knowledge to help others transform their lives. When not working at the Wellness Way or cheering on his beloved Philadelphia teams, of course we know that's the Eagles and the Phillies, Dr. Zach enjoys playing golf. He's been at my golf outing, that's when I first met him, tennis, trap shooting, and expanding his knowledge of wartime history. What we just found out, we have that common theme. We both love wartime history. So without any further ado, I'd like to introduce you to Dr. Zach DiCarlo.
Well, hello, everyone. You missed a golden opportunity to plug when the actual golf tournament is, for those who don't know.
Oh, there you go. He's right on, too. I don't even have a flyer in front of me. It is October 13th, and I'm going to be away. And I've already put the word out. Please get your forms, your registration forms in with your golfers, your check. And also anybody that can help in any way, shape, or form with gifts for our silent auction table, please feel free to help. In the meantime, come on out. We'd love to see you. And even if you don't golf, you can send in a donation, say, I don't golf, or you can come to dinner. There you can have, meet everybody there. A lot of the broadcasters will be there. And I encourage you, you're going to love it. It's a great, if I do say so myself, and I won't boast in myself, but I will boast in the Lord. He has sent me angels. I don't golf, but I know a lot of people who do, and my family, and they've been angels. So please, October 13th, come on out. I want to ask you, I'm going to share this. I'm really amazed that you lost 90 pounds, first off. And I meant what I said about Wounded Healer. I really fully and completely believe when someone has, whether it's emotional, physical, spiritual, we are mind, body, and spirit. And unless you get it all in order, you don't have that complete health. So I'm going to ask you to expand on that a little bit. What literally, I know your own health issues, but share with our audience, because I think it's important to know you walk the walk. You're not just somebody that learned it in textbooks and got your degrees, which is, and I'm not playing it down, but I'm saying, truly, unless you walk the walk, you can't have the same, really, empathy for your patients as you could with going through it yourself. So tell us a little bit about what drew Zachary DiCarlo into the field that you have a passion for.
Okay, so first and foremost, I apologize. I am my father's son. I'm Italian. I talk with my hands. So if I do a lot of this, I apologize in advance. But it really starts with the love of the human body being so complex that I couldn't get answers. I was a high school athlete. I had a shoulder problem. No one told me what it was. No one could figure it out. And so I just went through thinking my shoulder was just going to be in pain for the rest of my life. And it wasn't a constant pain. It was just naggy. It was just there. And going to all these doctor's appointments, I had surgery on it. I did PT twice, and nothing really fixed it. But it launchpadded my brain into, hey, the body's awesome. There's so much to this. And even just as simple as the shoulder, there's so many muscles, ligaments, tendons, fascia, all that in there. And so when something wasn't working, the entire joint had to compensate for it. And that's really what led me into where I am today. Mm-hmm. And throughout college, to pause this story, throughout college, I was basically what you would consider a couch potato. I didn't eat well. I was on a college diet, on a college budget, drinking way too much at definitely above the age of 21. And I just got to the point where I went from 180-ish pounds in high school to about 280 pounds in college. And eventually I just looked myself in the mirror and I said, what did you do? You're basically two of yourself in one. And we just got to start fixing it. And so I just started slowly losing weight, not really, kind of unguided. And eventually just got to the point where I was really sick and tired of living the way I was. And so I took it into my own hands and changed the way I was eating. Throughout this journey, as an aside, I ended up seeing a doctor of chiropractic, not realizing that's what she was. And she ended up fixing my shoulder problem by adjusting my neck. And she was like, you're going to be a chiropractor. Even then, this is 2017, and I didn't go to chiropractic school until about 2020. Mm-hmm. So she knew 3.5 years in advance if that was going to become one. And I didn't at the time. And really fast forward into COVID, COVID's really what opened my eyes up, because I realized the human body is designed to heal. God gave us this incredible ability that we can't even picture. We know so little about the human brain, about how it works, all the nervous system implications. Even the more I learn, the more I'm in awe about it. And it's just insane. We call it the above down, inside out principle, because it truly comes from above down to us.
Yeah.
And then we heal ourselves from the inside out. And we employ that in my office of, hey, you can heal yourself. Your body knows how to do it.
It's created you just for have, it.
Exactly. Like, God doesn't make junk. I grew up hearing that from my mom 4 times a day. God doesn't make junk.
Thank you, Mayor.
And so it's designed to heal. It's incredibly powerful. We just have to give it the right resources and opportunities to heal. And that's where we get in our own ways, whether it's mental stress, physical stress, or chemical stress. Right. In chiropractic, we call it the three T's, traumas, toxins, and thoughts. And our founder of chiropractic was in that industrial revolution age where most people were dealing with a lot of physical, laborious jobs. And so most of their traumatic injuries were physical. And so it kind of pigeonholed the profession into just straight up adjusting. Mm-hmm. But at its core, the philosophy is chemical health from toxins in our world, emotional health from everything that falls under the mental health category, which we could be here for another four hours talking about that, and then also the physical. And so each one is a third. And if one of them is cranked up to the max, then the other three or the other two have to compensate.
Right.
And if one of them is all, if all of them are cranked up, your body has to compensate somehow, some way, shape, some shape. And you're going to start real losing something really fast. And I call it the priorities of the body, right? Goal number one, survival. Goal number two, whatever it is, keep your heart pumping, keep your lungs breathing. Okay, what follows? Does digestion really matter? Do hormones really matter? I don't know, maybe, if your body can get to it. But if it can't, well, as long as you're still surviving, right? You can get frostbite on your finger and then lose the finger, you're still going to survive. You know, women lose uteruses, they lose ovaries, and they can still survive. So are really hormones that important for life? You know, this is where it comes down to, okay, what's the body actually dealing with up front? What are the stressors on it? And what do we actually need to do to allow it to heal, to allow those systems further down the priority list to actually start to heal it too?
It's amazing. And it is. And, you know, I said to Zach, and I really believe that whole thing, we're created mind, body, and spirit. And you just touched on it in a different way. And if one's out of order, we got to get it in line. If both and if all are out of order, we need help big time. And I just said to Zach, I said, you know, it's funny you're here of all times. I said, I am what I would refer to as being a sugarholic. Now, any of you who know me know that to be very true. You bring me every retreat. People give me big bags of chocolate, cookies, all kinds of goodies. And I assure you, I enjoyed every one of them. And I ate that whole bag probably the first night. But I became aware that I've done it a million times. I give everything up at Lent. I can do it for the Lord, right? I'm giving it up for Lent. And sure enough, after that, I go back a little piece of chocolate, a little piece of cake. Next thing you know, I'm back fully engaged in every dessert you could think of. Double deckers every day. So, but I've been having a real, really bad inflammation problem. And I said that to Zach. I said, you know, I had just made a decision. I'm going to cut down, if not out, all this. I know it's junk. And to quote your mother and many other mothers, God doesn't make junk. And I'm glad that RFK has sort of breathed a fresh air, like open the window and let the fresh air come in. And I think we will become more and more aware. We're the only country in the world anyway that eats the way we do. They wouldn't think of putting the stuff in their food in Europe and even the Caribbean. I'm telling you, we eat the worst toxins in the world for our bodies, and that I know. So on this day, I told them that, and now that all, once you write it down, you're proclaiming it. So I am proclaiming that I'm cutting down. If maybe out except for certain occasions, like my kid's birthday or something. But I'm turning the page today, Zach. And I think there's a lot of people like me. I mean, I made no bones about saying, hey, you know, I'm a sugarholic, and that's really what I am. And until people acknowledge it, you can't deal with it. It's like anything, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's you have to be able to take it under your own wing and make it your own thing.
Yeah.
And I honestly, to bring COVID back, that's what was incredible for me. COVID changed people's opinions on what was good and what it wasn't. Mm-hmm. They realized that there's a bunch of people at the top telling them things that are good and bad, and that it used to be followed pretty well, I'd almost say religiously. And then after that, people started questioning it, and then the people that were questioning it got shut down.
Yeah.
And similar to the Charlie Kirk thing is, okay, well, you're shutting down the questioning. What are you really hiding? And it just because you shut someone down doesn't mean that their message isn't going to still get out. And you're just afraid of what they're going to say. And it really opened up people to say, hey, this is my own responsibility and that we should work on it, you know. And it's a consistency thing. I mean, if you're overindulging all the time, your body's going to hate it.
Right.
But if you indulge a little bit, you know, is it going to slow the healing down? Sure. But is it the end of the world? No. As long as you're working a little bit every day. And to the person watching that I know I had this conversation with you yesterday, there is the emotional capacity to it. So if the emotional takes over, you know, I'll sacrifice 10% of the physical to save 50% of the emotional because that's a huge piece of it.
Yep.
But it's absolutely internal. You didn't see me roll my eyes when you're talking about the food in this country because I tell all my patients it's not the food, it's how it's manufactured, whether it's the dairy industry, the wheat industry. Right. I'd argue corn and soy too. And it's mostly just because of the chemicals that are put on these foods when they're grown. All of a sudden, your body can't take these chemicals. Yeah. These chemicals are literal pesticides. They're designed to kill.
Yeah.
And when we consume them, our immune system has to deal with it, which causes that much more inflammation in the body. It destroys our digestive system. It destroys the microbiome. And now you're just loaded with chemicals that your body doesn't know how to actually deal with. So everything can just kind of focus inward. And so people that are loaded with this stuff, even if they're not, their body is 90 to 95% of their energy is dealing with their internal problems. So by the time they wake up in the morning, they're unrested, they feel gross, and they haven't even set foot on the floor yet.
Right.
And they still have an entire day to deal with, and they don't even know how to adrenaline rush themselves through the day because they'll crash at 10 a.m.
Right. It is all connected. And like, I really believe in my whole heart and soul that we weren't created to consume the toxics that are in the world today. You know, they're even sprayed from airplanes above. And I won't go into that whole thing, but we will say, we will go into this at another time.
It's a rabbit hole.
It is a rabbit hole. Yeah, it is. And so I'm going to open up the, sorry with you to open up the phone lines.
We can do whatever.
So
I'm just blessed to be here.
Amen. And I'm blessed to have you here. I'm going to open up the phone lines. And if you have questions, maybe you're like me, like I said, sometimes you just got to admit it. Like I said, I am a sugarholic. I minister and deal with, and when I say thousands, I'm not exaggerating, of people that have been destroyed their bodies, minds, their spirits, they hate themselves because they haven't experience that they can get help. When we say, my father used to say to me, Kathleen, don't say you can't. I never want to hear those words out of your mind and your heart. When you say you can't, you're really saying I won't. And addictions are a horrific, terrible, really curse. And so I'm not saying it's easy to overcome, but I'm saying that we can be overcomers instead of victims in all circumstances if we open our hearts to the power of God gives us, as Zach so beautifully put, our bodies are created to heal themselves. We're going to be right back. Call in 610-527-2906, 610-527-2906. And if you have a question along those lines for Zach, He's anxious to answer any time, any questions. So Cohen even has a couple props with him. So 610-527-2906. Let's welcome this young man aboard. Be right back.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We are blessed to have had this Catholic radio apostolate for almost 40 years now. Thanks be to God for your partnership. Without you, this radio voice would be silenced. We have a monthly Mass offered for you, our loyal family of listeners. It's our way of saying thank you for underpinning our apostolate with your many prayers and financial support. This is your radio ministry, to be a voice for those who have no voice, to evangelize and to catechize for a time such as this. We know the Lord will bless you abundantly. He can never be outdone in generosity. If this ministry has touched your heart, help us to touch other hearts by supporting us with your prayers and financial support. Call us at 610-527-2906 or visit our website at inhissign.com.
Well, we're back again. For you who maybe have just tuned in, I will again introduce my guest with you today. You can't accomplish a whole lot in this time, and also we certainly talked about Charlie Kirk, and I asked everybody to pray for his beautiful wife and his two little children. I know how it can be under regular circumstances, you know, for young children to lose their father. I know my husband died and shortly after our 12th child was born, and all those little babies there, and it can be, you know, can't be put into words. And so maybe even more so, I recognize the tragedy of what has taken place on top of the normal ways that God calls us home. This was a horrific act of evil. You can call it by no other name. And so please pray for his beautiful wife and his beautiful little baby boy and his little daughter. That being said, I want to reintroduce you, and if you just tuned in, to Dr. Zachary DiCarlo. And Zach is a chiropractor. However, he specializes in health and wellness. And so I see I have a caller on the line, and we're going to take that. And any question that you have, he's open to. So let me take this call. This guy. Hello, Frank. Frank? Hello, Frank.
I'm here now. Three times a charm.
There you
Father,
go.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
There you go. How are you, Frank?
I got nervous because I couldn't dial the phone number because of my neuropathy and my eye problem. I was asking my mom, and she was dialing the wrong number. I couldn't get through. I was calling. I heard Dr. DiCarlo's story.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Sorry. Dr. DiCarlo?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, sir. I'm Frank. I want to be your patient. So many similarities. I could talk for an hour and a half and not repeat myself. But started 25 years ago, just a little bit of neuropathy in a big toe. Now it's my whole body. And also vision problems, digestion problems. I saw every specialist, and they told me they can't find what's wrong with me, what's causing the problems. I tried different supplements, so-called diets for a short period of time. I'm just getting worse. And I heard what you were saying, and I think I'm worse off than what you were, but I'm kind of similarities to some degree. And also, all these problems, I gained so much weight. I was in the 190, now I'm 270. And my neuropathy is real bad. I need a walker so I don't fall because my balance is off. I got vision problems where I just pretty much just see light now. So I can't leave the house unless I'm with someone. I don't need to see doctors. I got digestion problems, but there's nothing wrong. They did colonoscopy, endoscopy, gastric emptying scan, all normal. But yet, I don't digest food right. I swallow up no matter what I eat. And if I drink something, I swallow up too. My body's a mess. Do you think this is something you can handle?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Unfortunately, that is not an uncommon message I get. I get that almost every single day where someone like yourself has been suffering from some kind of ailment that has snowballed into 15 different ailments, and all of a sudden you wake up one day and your entire body feels like it's shutting down on you. And short term, without knowing too much, with neuropathy, B vitamins, B1 and B2 specifically, the better you can get B vitamins in, the better it'll help. But to your point, there's clearly something deeper going on, and it's not just a digestive issue, and it's not just a neuropathy issue, and it's not just something else. It's your body as one unit with many parts that are working really well to try and keep you alive. And we just have to figure out why it's doing what it's doing, what it's reacting to, because at the underlying message of it all is your body's screaming for help. Mm. And the question is where? Is it a GI issue? You know, is it a nervous system issue? Is it something else? And that's really where I like to figure out what's going on and come up with a game plan, because that's the most of it. I like to run tests.
How do you figure that out, Dr. DeCarlo?
I was about to say. So it depends on a lot. What I will say is, in this case, if you don't mind me divulging a lot of stuff, because I know you just did, what we would look at is, okay, your body's dealing with all this stuff internally. We would want to test it depending on all the symptoms that you've experienced. Normally, in this case, if it was one-on-one, what I would sit down and say, hey, your GI isn't working, and if you're not breaking down food and you're not getting those nutrients into your body, you have zero building blocks to go and heal. And so that's the first place we'd have to start. I know they haven't found anything in a colonoscopy, and truth be told, they never do. Whenever I talk to my patients, it's always clean, and yet there's still a million and one problems. So starting with the digestive system, it's usually a stool test, which sounds a lot of fun. You get to poop into a box. It's almost like a French fry tray. It's a lot of fun. But it's really to tell us, okay, how well is your stomach digesting proteins? How well is your gallbladder working? How well is your intestine absorbing those foods? Is there something nefarious in there, like a parasitic infection or a yeast infection or something that's just hindering the GI tract? And truthfully, most of your immune system sits in the GI. So if your GI is royally pissed off at something, you have now triggered 80% of your immune system, which then takes all of that effort and energy to deal with. And our immune system already has enough on our plate. So when you start compounding that on things like a neuropathy, all of a sudden your body says, okay, we have minimal nutrients coming in. We don't know if we can get the new stuff in, so we're going to hold on to the old, which means you're going to inflame. Your body's going to get reactive really fast and blow up because it's holding on to everything because it doesn't know when the next new is coming in. And that's when things just start to snowball, because now all of a sudden you have a toxic load that's recycled onto your frame. You have no nutrients to deal with it, and you're just feeling worse and worse, so you don't even want to do the necessary steps to get better, just physically. But yeah,
Dr. DeCarlo?
Yes.
Just to let you know. I thought you were done. Sorry, I cut you off. Sorry about that.
Doesn't matter.
About 6 years ago, I saw a chiropractor. He does muscle testing. I didn't see him for several years because he moved. He tested me. He says, Frank, I can't explain it. It was over a period of time. I have inflammation all over my body. Can't tell where it's coming from. And also, my neuropathy, it's uncomfortable. It's my whole body.
Mm-hmm.
But below the knees, from the calf down, every day, I tolerate it. But some days, they're being squeezed to death. They're being squeezed so hard. It's very uncomfortable all the time. Some days worse than others.
Oh,
and also, I got ulcers on my left foot because I'm souping there. I roll over a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, I'm going to a total contact cast because it's not healing up on its own. That's been going on for 2 years, the cast in this foot. I mean, I like what you're saying. I believe in these things. My father was from Cuba. He told us to take, doctor says, but he never went to a doctor. He never took pills. He said, that stuff will kill you, he said. And I believe what you're saying 100%. And those tests you're talking about, mm-hmm. How do you determine? Is that blood work, or is that you have to go to the hospital for a scan or something?
No, not even. It depends on the blood work I give, I can't write scripts in the state of Pennsylvania. So if we were to do blood work in my office, it has to be basically what I call a cash lab. So you just have to pay out of pocket for it, which isn't bad. I mean, it depends on the markers. Each test that we run in our office is usually out of pocket because insurance companies don't like to cover anything we do, which is very unfortunate. But it would be, if we did blood work, it would just be through LabCorp. If it was another test, like the stool test I was mentioning, that's just an at-home test where you just take the kit home and you poop in the peace and quiet of your own home so you don't have anyone to deal with it.
I've been on Social Security disability for 25 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Medicare, only Medicare, no secondary insurance, and I won't cover blood work because, like you said,
mm-hmm.
I mean, how much, that running hundreds of dollars?
It depends on the markers. I mean, I can have... You can stack blood work markers to the thousands if you really wanted to, but it's usually not necessary to go that expensive. It usually requires, it's not as much as you would want it to, or it's too much, it's more than it should be, but it's not as much as you would think. Like for reference, the stool test is $390 if we were to do it, just for all the listeners too. Blood work, it ranges. If I were to say, it'd probably be in the 200-ish range, just pulling the markers in my brain without
That's
seeing
fine.
In front
I can
of the computer screen.
That's fine.
Just so you know, I'm very upfront with everyone. Try and tell them everyone.
Maybe 225, that's it.
That's fair. I like to tell everyone, I'll tell straight up. I'll say, hey, this is a wish list of things I would love to run. And if we have to pick and choose, by all means. Cause
Dr. DiCarlo?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I you want you to heal yes, me. Right. At least make me better. Kathy McCarthy healed me of one thing. Been going on real bad for the last 3 years, maybe 5 years. Started back in the 90s, but I was off and on. Kathy McCarthy, listen to her. Also, on last Tuesday, out of the blue, I don't want to kill myself anymore. I'm sick and tired of being this way. And Kathy McCarthy healed me.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
Grace of God at work in you, Frank.
I talked to her every Tuesday. I listen every Tuesday and Thursday. She's wonderful. I found her by accident. I was changing the dial. I heard her lovely voice. I didn't know who she was or what channel I was on. And then I heard her locutions. And I fell in love with her and the locutions.
Oh, God bless you, Frank. Frank, listen to me. We're taking this phone call very seriously. I will absolutely get you to, he's right in Conshohocken. I will get you to his office, and you don't worry about it in any way, shape, or form, because I want that whole body, mind, body, and spirit. And I really believe this is an act and moving of the Holy Spirit.
Kathleen, I'm crying now. You know why?
Why?
Because last Tuesday, I woke up myself. And today, you're saving me again. I can't believe you. Oh. I mean, I can. It's an expression. I'm sorry.
Well, Frank, you're a beautiful person. And if you'd be willing to do that, and you would have... would be taken care of. I would just love to see you get some help.
Thank you. And also, Dr. DiCarlo?
I'm here. I'm listening.
But that's a weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
When things start falling apart, I'll be ballooning up like crazy because I'm not eating that much. I'm still doing things. That's the inflammation that's attacking my body or something. Is that what you said?
Yep, exactly. Essentially, yeah. What weighs more, a swollen ankle or a regular ankle? Which has more mobility? Which has more function? The regular ankle. But when that ankle is swollen up and it doesn't move the right way, it doesn't function the right way, we can't really put weight on it, and yet it's still this giant blob, essentially, if you will, because the body wants to heal that area, but because it's been damaged and traumatized via chemicals or emotions or physical stress, it's trying, but it can only do as good as we give it the ability to heal. And sometimes the things we consume affect it, sometimes the emotions we run through can affect it, and sometimes physical. Sometimes the physical we do to it will affect it. And that's why eating food can be very beneficial, but it can also be very detrimental if our bodies can't process it the right way. And so our immune system has to kick in, which creates that huge inflammatory response, which means your body is now going to become a giant ball of inflammation. Think about your core, right? Your giant torso. It's there. It's 50% of your body, essentially. So if all this is ballooned up, it only can go one place, which is outward, which is why it feels like you're gaining a ton of weight, and you probably are, even though you're eating 500 to 1,000 calories.
Yeah, about 3 years ago, I can't really see. I was guessing I was eating no more than 1,200 a day, yet I still blew up to 280, and I did something, came down 260, but I'm in that area, and I'm 6 feet, Yeah, I can't wait to see you, Dr. DiCarlo.
I can't wait to have you, Frank.
Well, Frank, let me tell you something. I want to get another call in here because I only have the hour on Thursday.
And I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. This was good coverage, covering of good ground. We'll get in touch with you, and we'll check Dr. DiCarlo's schedule, and we'll get you in there, and you're not to worry about anything. And I just want to... I want to see you whole and well, Frank. I love you.
Hey, Kathy, let me say one funny thing. I'm half Italian. I'm sorry, I'm not Italian. I'm half Cuban. Dr. DiCarlo, I talk with my hands still. Don't worry about it.
That's cute, Frank. And you got a great sense of humor with all that you're carrying.
Thanks, Dr. DiCarlo, and thank you, Kathleen. I'll go, but contact me when you can, Kathleen.
I will.
I appreciate it.
All right, God bless you.
Thank you, Frank. God bless you.
Thanks, Doctor.
Bye-bye.
All right, while you hang up, I'm going to answer one comment.
Yes, please.
From the
do.
Beautiful Jennifer Reed. Thoughts on fasting. Fasting for men is needed. I think every single male above a pubescent age should do at least a 72-hour fast at least every 3 months. Women, on the other hand, your hormones are very dependent on cortisol, and the more you fast, the higher you can spike your cortisol. Do I think fasting from a hormonal and weight aspect is good? It really depends. Fasting in my world is north of 24 hours. Also, this is not applying the religious sense of a fast either. Mm-hmm. So when we talk religious fasting, that's separate than just what I'll call a traditional fast.
Yeah.
So if there's a purpose behind it, always. Religion trumps everything else, right? The Lord above all. If there's a purpose behind it, do that. But when it comes to fasting overall, I generally don't like my women to fast just because it can be very detrimental to your hormonal health.
Very good. All right, and we still have 10 minutes. If you could ask Dr. DiCarlo just one question right now, what would it be? Because he'll answer it. And
to the best of my knowledge, at least.
To the best of his knowledge, yes. So 610-527-2906. I see the phone ringing, so I'll get that call in a minute. But I must, I have to give a shout out. And I actually said to Zach again when he came in, I said, it's your grandfather's birthday. And so for Mr. Yusuf Wolfington, lovingly and endearingly referred to as J.E., you are loved, admired by all who know you. And you've touched many people's lives. I like to think at 93 years young, nobody would ever know your age to look at you, and I refer to you as Mr. This is just me. I always think of you as Mr. Creativity and the Energizer. At 93 years old, the schedule you keep is amazing, and you're always trim. You look great, and you're a gift to your family and a gift to your friends. And I just want to praise and thank God, J.E., for the gift of your life. I know you've been honored time and time and time again, just recently again for all your work on the Cabrini movie, how you brought that movie to life, brought Cabrini to life. And I know your father, Zach, worked very much and is still working very much on that project. So I just want to say happy birthday, Eustace Wolfington, and thank you for all your wisdom and knowledge and discernment that you've also imparted to some of my best friends, your children. And quite frankly,
And grandchildren.
One of the greatest and most humbling things when I was invited to speak during the holidays, when you bring your entire family together and it's sort of run like a business meeting. But it was one of the most humbling experiences for me. I loved being there. I loved watching you watch your grandchildren and your children. So I just want to say happy birthday, J.E. You are a man after God's own heart. All right, let's have these phone calls come in. 610-527-2906. I know... just out of the little bit of chat that we did have, that you're right here in Conshohocken, and remind everybody exactly where that's at, the name of the Wellness Center.
So it's called the Wellness Way. I don't know if the camera can zoom in, but the best way is right here. It's called the Wellness Way Conshohocken. It's on 8th Ave, if you're familiar with Conshohocken. If you're going down Fayette, it's to the right, off Harry Street, just past Harry Street. We're in Suite 301. And to answer a comment, I'm on all the socials, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, you name it. I post to it. It's a lot of fun. You get to see my beautiful face.
There you go.
And I'll showcase a lot of the labs that we run on the different patients. So,
We just had a caller come in, and they don't want to go on the air. However, the question is, how do you feel, Dr. Zach?
With my hands, usually.
Yeah. How do you feel about intermittent fasting?
Oh, that's fine. If that's something that you're doing, yeah. I mean, as long as you're eating enough protein.
Man or woman.
Yeah, absolutely. Because again, in my world, fasting is north of 24 hours. Yeah. So if you're eating calorically in an under 24-hour period, that's okay by me. As long as you're getting enough nutrients, you're getting enough protein, because you need the protein to build everything up. Right. So if you're getting the right amount of calories and protein in, yeah, absolutely.
That's good to know. So there you go. Your question was answered. We only have 10 minutes left. If you have a question, maybe it isn't along the lines that we've talked about, but remember, this is a young doctor that's just come in, and you can only cover so much territory in an hour. But what he's willing to do is answer your questions, and that's a real opportunity for you to call 610-527-2906. And this young man is an absolute delight. And one thing I can say to Eustace Wolfington Sr. is that you've done a beautiful job. You and your beautiful wife, who is with the Lord, looking down and praying for all of you. You've done a beautiful job in raising your children in the way they shall go. And only those can make their own decisions. So I really feel strongly about health in general. I really do believe the mind, body, and spirit all work in conjunction with each other. And I only reiterate that because of what Dr. Zach said earlier, you know, physically, spiritually, emotionally, we are created with the inner grace to heal. That's God's way. If we all went back to the original thing, medicine, I believe in medicine. Now, you're rolling your eyes out there because you know I don't take any. 82 years old, I don't take any medicine.
That's awesome.
However, I believe in medicine, and I would certainly, if my physical, situation turned where I needed to go into the hospital for something, believe me, I would go. I do trust wholeheartedly. I believe their medicine is only skimming all that there is to learn. And we have a physician, the divine physician, who enters many times only after medicine has not been able to come up with the right answers, because they are still, I always say, that's why it's called practicing medicine. They're still practicing. Let me take this caller. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, Kathleen. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
This was a great informative session today.
Great. I'm glad to hear that.
And it's right. Hey, how are you, Dr. Zach? And this is right up my alley.
Oh.
I love all this stuff.
Oh. Well, hello, Anthony.
Yeah, so there is, I don't know, hold on, let me just get off Facebook, okay. There's an ice cream, Kathleen, because you mentioned you have a really big sweet tooth.
Yes.
And Dr. Zach, I don't know if you know, but it's called Ice Cream for Bears. Have you heard of that one?
I have. I have indeed heard of it.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's grass-fed, and it's made with raw honey. So there's no seed oils in it. Take a look at it. Like, you know, if you get a moment, try to Google it.
Yeah.
It's really healthy. Kathleen, that might be your fix. You know, like, you can get a quarter cup of it, put a little bit of coconut whipped cream, a couple of walnuts, you know, like 2 tablespoons.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you can go to bed happy. A little banana, half a banana, you know, like, kind of, you know.
Well, that sounds good.
That piece of your brain that wants that ice cream or that chocolate or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You know, Anthony, I want to stop you there. Is this my Anthony from up there in New York that calls in?
Oh, yes.
Good to have you call back. I do want to share this, and I'll share it openly with both of you. My children call me a freak of nature. I mean, I'm not kidding when I say a double-decker all the time, at least a double-decker. I don't mean a pack of Tasty Cakes. I mean a carton of Tasty Cakes. So I'm being right up front and personal here. But I can tell you this, for some reason, maybe that's why I don't require much sleep. I'll get 4 hours, sometimes 5 a night.
You need more.
I know, but I'm full of energy. My kids say, Mom, we get tired watching you, right? I'm never tired, even when I've never had that thing when you fly from one end of the country to the other.
Jet lag,
never had it.
Yeah.
And my main problem today, and it's truly, I don't know if it's more of a spiritual or what, but I'm going away. I'm going, as you know, going to Medjugorje in Poland, and I'm having a lot of problem with my right leg and my bottom of my foot. So that's when I said to myself, I'm cutting out I know it. A lot has to do with inflammation.
Blood sugar,
probably, yeah.
Blood sugar neuropathy stuff, yeah.
And here's the thing. I just had all my blood taken, my triglycerines, all my blood. My daughter said, Mom, I'm a nurse. You're trying to pull one over on me. So I sent her my blood work. I literally sent it to her, and she said, how can this be? You eat all the junk, you don't sleep, and you have more energy than anybody. I said, I don't know. That's the grace of God. That's all I can say that has kept me alive all this time.
There's just some people like that. The body can just handle a certain amount of stress, and yours just can handle all the sugar stress.
Yeah, I guess so. And
I agree.
Anthony, do you have any other things you would like to share? Was this call just for me to get me my sweet fix and yet healthy one?
So everything, Zach, right?
Is that yeah.
What's your name, Dr. Zach?
Yep.
Everything he's saying is, 100% true. I mean, my doctors are basically holistic, and that's who I go to. And, it definitely works. I mean, like, I've never really been able to drink alcohol or do anything like that. It just never agreed with me. I always had migraines when I was little, and then I found out that I had a gluten sensitivity, so I cut all that stuff out. So like basically, you know, whenever I'm pretty much on a grain free diet, and if I want to kick, you know, like a sugar kick, I'll have like this ice cream that I just mentioned to you. But you know, it does help you spiritually when you don't have that inflammation inside of you.
I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, man, I might be flying on my
own.
Then.
You think, and I was like, even in college, like I was a designated driver for everyone. I saw what people went through.
Yeah.
And now, you know, at my age, they're all feeling sick, or you know, it does have its repercussions.
Oh
you know?
Yeah.
That was always like the seltzer water with the lime, and like, oh yeah, I'm having vodka. You know, just to kind of like everybody just kind of ease up the peer pressure a little bit. But I have no regrets now. I mean,
right.
You know, I'm happier for it. Just you know, would always affect your thinking. I don't see how you can go to college and you know get yourself to that point of you know, drinking all the time. You're just not productive, you know.
Right.
But listen, some people can tolerate. I have some
Anthony
that can.
Anthony.
Yeah.
I am so sorry. Right. I'm at the top of the hour. I got to go. I got my other programmer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in. God bless you.
I'm going to follow you. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony.
All right, God bless you. My brothers and sisters, I can't take the other calls, but what I will do is bring Dr. Zachary DiCarlo back. I want you to stay tuned. I have my program, the next program is Dr. Anton, And he's a beautiful man of God. He always has a great program. And I ask you to stay tuned for him. With that, I'm going to sign off. And Anton, have a great program. Stay tuned. God bless you. And remember, this young man will be back again. You'll have a whole other hour with him. God bless.